Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day when we are heading into deep, deep election season. Just announced that President Biden is going to be making an address to the country on Thursday night, basically talking about one of his favorite themes recently, how what he calls MAGA Republicans are threatening the existence of democracy and weakening America's status abroad. The President of the United States, he claiming to make a obviously very presidential and nothing partisan about that at all. No, of course it's partisan. And I certainly do hope that the networks, if they run President Biden's speech, and they probably will, and they probably should, but they should also balance it, at least, by someone on the other side, if, as expected, it will have more of his condemnations of what he calls MAGA Republicans. He has called MAGA Republicans semi-fascist recently. And it's interesting that the governor of New Hampshire, Chris Sununu, who's one of the most popular governors, I think he actually is the most popular governor in the country right now, and he chose not to run for U.S. Senate. If he had run for U.S. Senate, he would have been a heavy favorite to win a Senate seat for the Republicans and give the Republicans a good chance of taking over the control of the U.S. Senate. But he's not running. And he has not been a particular fan of President Trump or of the stolen election narrative or any of it. And he was appearing on CNN. And Dana Bash at CNN was actually pushing him to try to get a reaction to Biden's comments that the MAGA Republicans were semi-fascist. Listen to the way that Chris Sununu, governor of New Hampshire, handled it. Clip 15.
Do you see semi-fascism in your party at all?
Horribly insulting. The fact that the president would go out and just insult half of America, because effectively half America has votes Republican, half of America ultimately votes Democrat. You know, it swings a little bit one way or the other. But effectively call half of America semi-fascist because he's trying to stir up controversy. He's trying to stir up this anti-Republican sentiment right before the election. It's horribly inappropriate. It's insulting, and people should be insulted by it, and he should apologize.
So you don't see any elements of that at all in your party?
Look, you can see elements of fascism and white supremacy all in America. Let's own that as Americans. There's no doubt. And we can say that all the Democrats are communists. They're all ultra-socialist communists that just want to bring down a free capitalistic market. That's not true of Democrats either. So when we allow ourselves just to talk in these extremes, we polarize the country. We bring people further apart. If I remember, this was the guy, the candidate at the time to be president that said he was going to bring everybody together, and then to call half of America fascists, come on. Well, he owes an apology. That's not appropriate. That isn't leadership.
Couldn't be better said. I mean, way to go, Chris Sununu. By the way, there's my idea, actually, based upon this. If the president is giving this partisan speech on Thursday night about the danger to democracy of MAGA Republicans, then have Chris Sununu deliver the response. He is a moderate. He is a mainstream Republican. He is not a Kool-Aid drinker when it comes to the cult of any one personality. But it's wonderful to hear him defending the Republican Party and defending the idea that there's 74 million people who voted to make Donald Trump president. I know it was 81 million people who voted for Joe Biden. It's 7 million people more. Okay, got it. However, to attack one half of the country, and or even if it's 45% of the country, but it's at least that, it is a substantial portion of the United States of America. And to say that people have bought on to semi-fascism because they support a presidential candidate that you dislike is unnecessary, and I don't think, frankly, in the long term, it's a political strategy that's going to work for Biden or the Democrats. The speaking about moderate, very popular, very effective governors, another governor, Republican, who has been very highly rated in the polls, he surely would have won a third term if he had been allowed to run for it. And Maryland is one of those states that has a term limits of two terms for its governor. Larry Hogan, he was on CBS with Major Garrett talking about the upcoming midterms. And he was talking about what the Republicans need to do to realize some of their potential gains that everybody has been talking about for months. Here is Governor Larry Hogan, 12.
This should be a really huge year for Republicans just because of the failures of the Democrats and who are in control of everything and Biden's low approval ratings. But we could blow it by nominating unelectable people, and that's exactly what's happening across the country and why the wave is going to be more of a ripple rather than a tidal wave.
You called the winner in that Republican gubernatorial primary, Dan Cox, a QAnon whack job and a nut. I take it you're endorsing the Democratic nominee, Wes Moore.
No, I'm not endorsing anybody in the race, but what I'm doing is helping.
But you're bashing on the Republican nominee, isn't that the same thing?
I've just told the truth. When people ask me a question, I usually give them a direct answer, and I, made it very clear that this guy should not be the nominee. He shouldn't be governor, but I'm not getting involved in endorsing in the race. But this is not just Maryland. This is happening across the country. This is something that it's why Mitch McConnell is saying we may not win the Senate. It's why we were hoping to pick up seats in governor's races, and now we're not.
It's
why the margin in the House is so much smaller.
Okay, when Larry Hogan is talking about, I don't know, troubled candidates whose nomination should have been avoided, people like Blake Masters in Arizona or Doug Mastriano in Pennsylvania, who's there's a whole other scandal, controversy, embarrassment that has involved him in Pennsylvania. And he used to be the state senator representing Gettysburg in the state House of Representatives, in state Senate, pardon me, in the state Senate, part of the Pennsylvania legislature. He actually, they found a photograph from some years ago, I believe it was from 2014, where he was posing as a sort of a commemorative, Civil War commemorative, but he had chosen to pose as a Confederate officer. In other words, there were different choices you could take. And the idea that in today's climate, really, the posing, now it's not like wearing a Ku Klux Klan suit, it's not the same. And yes, there were people who fought for the Confederacy who were not guilty of extreme racism. But you were all guilty fighting for the Confederate States of America, particularly if you were an officer, of betraying the country. And to honor that today, and then to defend the idea, basically on something like that, that was a stupid mistake. I sort of thought it through. And again, if people would simply acknowledge some material like that, it would work enormously better. Mehmet Oz, also in Pennsylvania, a troubled candidate. Herschel Walker, having a very tough time in a race in Georgia. And again, the future of the U.S. Senate depends on this. And the future of America depends on basically detaching the Republican Party from some of the more extreme moments that recently have harmed the party. I'll give you one example. Saying that if Trump is indicted, there will be riots in the streets. Who said that? will tell you, coming up on the MedVet Show.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
We've all heard the saying, safety in numbers. Well, think again. The IRS, the country's powerful tax collection agency, is on a hiring spree. They're bringing in 87,000 new agents. Now, no taxpayer at any income level is entirely safe from IRS scrutiny or, worse, a dreaded IRS audit. This is Michael Medved for AmFed Coin and Bullion. How safe are your accumulated savings and wealth from government examination and reach? Owning gold and silver is one of the best ways to keep your wealth in your own hands. Precious metals provide a layer of privacy that's not available through a bank account. When you own precious metals, only you and your dealer have knowledge of your purchase. Now, I buy all of my precious metals from my friend Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. Nick's been in this industry for 41 years, and he has established a reputation built on trust, transparency, integrity, and fair pricing. Call Nick and his team, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
And on the Michael Medved Show, sometimes even very bright people can say things that are incredibly stupid. I mean, look, I don't want to think of all of them right now, but I've said some stupid things over the years, no doubt. But in the midst of a campaign, it is so outrageous and so phenomenally dumb for Lindsey Graham, who is a very bright guy, capable guy, and used to be before he seems to have gobbled down a whole bunch of Kool-Aid, used to be an independent-minded, sort of a thoughtful and with integrity United States Senator from South Carolina rather than just a completely cockeyed partisan. But the completely cockeyed partisan aspect in full display over the weekend, he was on Fox News, and he warned of riots if the Justice Department goes too hard on indicting and investigating Trump. Listen, this is clip six.
Say this. If there's a prosecution of Donald Trump for mishandling classified information after the Clinton debacle, which you presided over and did a hell of a good job, there'll be riots in the streets.
There'll be riots in the streets? See, this entire comparison with Hillary Clinton, first of all, it's different in many regards, because the main thing that is different about it is that for more than a year, the National Archives of the United States have been trying to get Trump to obey the law. And he obviously acknowledged that because he sent them an initial package of 15 boxes full of material. And his lawyers said, okay, now we've done it. We've returned all the classified material. But the fact is he hadn't. And with Hillary Clinton, the idea of her email server in the basement, that she gave up as soon as it was discovered and it became controversial. There was no insistence on her part to say, well, I have a right to keep my own server in the basement. No, it was stupid on her part. It was irresponsible. But you'll notice that there was a certain candidate for president who actually had crowds chanting, lock her up, lock her up, lock her up. If Hillary Clinton deserved to be locked up because of her email server, then what is it about the more obvious breaking of the law by President Trump where he didn't make it right with the authorities he was trying to deal with? In other words, if you're going to chant, lock her up toward Hillary Clinton, why is it the kind of thing that occasions riots in the street for prosecuting Trump when with an attempt to lock him up? Now, I don't think they should prosecute. I think that that is the wrong item on which to go after Trump, and I think that's probably one of the reasons that Merrick Garland has basically postponed all of this so much, because there's so much pending. The more serious matters with Trump have to do with his handling of January 6th and more. And all of that will come up. But again, can we acknowledge now that chanting lock her up or lock him up or lock anybody up, it's the wrong way to pursue politics, especially when there are serious issues involved. The CBS new balance of power poll that they did together with YouGov, and it's gotten a lot of attention because it has a lot of fascinating elements to it. It says Republicans head into the fall still in position to gain enough House seats for a majority, but a tumultuous summer has made their advantage appear a little smaller today, with a trend so far pointing toward narrow gains instead of a wave. Our CBS News Battleground Tracker estimates Republicans at 226 seats today, down from 230 estimated in July. A majority of 218 is needed to win control. While Republicans continue to lead with people who prioritize the economy, at least three things are tempering their overall advantage. Number one, abortion rights. It's still on voters' minds, buttressing Democratic support and helping them with women in swing districts. Gas prices. Most recent reports in their area coming down. Most recent prices in their area coming down, and with them, views of Biden's handling of the economy are up a bit, part of a slight rebound we see among the Democratic base. And then the extent to which this election is about anything other than a still shaky economy, such as Donald Trump. And here they write, while midterm elections are often referenda on the sitting president, this one is about the former president, too. For a majority of voters, he's a factor, either to support or to oppose him. Democrats are winning voters whose vote is based a lot on how they feel about Trump. And then Republican nominees. They say both women and independents, key voting groups, are far more likely to say it's Republicans who have been nominating candidates they'd call extreme, more so than Democratic nominees. And Trump, in particular, turns out to be a net negative for independents. Independents would prefer Republicans criticize Trump rather than supporting him on Mar-a-Lago. Half of independent voters name Trump as a major factor in their vote. Half of all independents, and by 4-1, those who name Trump as a major factor are voting to oppose him. That is far worse than Biden's support-oppose ratio. Most independents, like most Democrats, see the Mar-a-Lago search as an attempt to protect national security. They differ from Republicans who see a political attack on Trump. And what's interesting about this is they asked, was the FBI search of Mar-a-Lago to protect national security? Only 20% of Republicans say that it was. But 85% of Democrats and 59% of independents. And that, it seems to me, is an indication of why Republicans, most Republicans, are being a little bit more cautious than Lindsey Graham to basically threaten riots in the streets. By the way, given the fact that Americans have negative feelings about January 6th, as we should, 140 police officers injured, and to talk about riots in the streets if Trump is indicted and if he is prosecuted for handling of government documents, to even talk about riots in the streets calls to mind people's recollections and feelings about January 6th. Not smart politics in this greatest nation on God's green earth. What about QAnon? Does QAnon amount to smart politics? We'll get to that and more coming up.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
NASA scrubbed its planned launch for the Artemis 1 spacecraft Monday due to an engine temperature rise. NASA Administrator Bill Nelson telling reporters the scrub is just another step in the process.
You make it as safe as possible, and of course, that is the whole reason for this test flight, to stress it and to test it to make sure it's as safe as possible. When Artemis 2, when we put humans in the spacecraft.
Fannie Mae is predicting the 30-year fixed mortgage rate will go down. The lender saying it believes the average will be around 4.5% next year. As of last Thursday, it came out to an average of 5.5%. Rising interest rates have left many potential home buyers on the sidelines. USA Radio News.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Timeless quality to the music of Eric Clapton. And on the Michael Medved Show, something else that is timeless is the passionate feelings about marriage and family that animate much of America. There is a TV discussion. It's a webinar that I would highly recommend. It's coming on right after the show, about a half hour after this show is over. So 3:30 Pacific time, 6:30 Eastern time. It features some of the clearest thinkers, well, one of the clearest thinkers, and most articulate spokespeople on behalf of marriage and family. I'm talking about my wife, and I love watching her. You will, too. It's free. All you have to do is this afternoon after the show or this evening after the show, depending on where you are, you go to Barry Shore, that's the name of the host, it's Barry Shore, and then /marriage. And what they're talking about today is the challenge that a lot of married couples have in terms of protecting children from some of the messages they get from the popular culture and even from schools. And it's really lively, great discussion, and I hope you will enjoy watching my wife almost as much as I do. So that's at barryshore.com /marriage. And you can get to it. It's completely free and no obligation and highly entertaining and inspiring. That's not true of this account, which is just, you know, one of the things that I do, and my family knows this, is when something really shocks and horrifies me, I slap my forehead. It's not good. I'm not going to end up getting some kind of mark on my forehead like the late and unlamented terrorist Ayman al-Zawahiri. But this is an article by Tiffany Sue, She says dozens of QAnon boosting accounts have been banned this year by other social networks, but they have found a new home and support from the Truth Social platform and from the creator of that platform, Donald Trump. This according to a new report that was released today. NewsGuard, a media watchdog analyst that analyzes the credibility of news outlets, found 88 users promoting the QAnon conspiracy theory on Truth Social, each to more than 10,000 followers. Of those accounts, 32 were previously banned by Twitter, as was President Trump, of course. Twitter barred Mr. Trump over fears that he might incite violence after the riot at the U.S. Capitol on January 6, 2021. He started Truth Social as an alternative in February 2022. He has amplified content from 30 of the QAnon accounts in his more than to his more than 3.9 million Truth Social followers, reposting their messages 65 times. This is QAnon messages since he became active on the platform in April, according to the report. He's not simply President Trump, the political leader here. He's the proprietor of the platform, said Stephen Brill, who's been a guest on the show often. He's writes, I think, intelligently, particularly about health care issues. But Stephen Brill is the co-chief executive of NewsGuard and the founder of the magazine, The American Lawyer. That would be the equivalent of Mark Zuckerberg reposting content from supporters of QAnon. And what's interesting is that they say that President Trump has 3.9 million followers on Truth Social. He used to have 67 million on Twitter. Yeah. Millions of QAnon followers believe that an imaginary cabal of sex trafficking, Satan worshipping, blood drinking liberals is controlling the government and that Mr. Trump is leading the fight against it. Fantastical QAnon ideas have taken root in mainstream Republican politics, although some supporters have struggled at the polls. The movement has been viewed by law enforcement as a potential domestic terror threat and was linked to the Capitol riot. Tech companies such as Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, and Twitch have all cracked down on QAnon content. Steve Brill says the other platforms have taken some steps to deal with QAnon and other similar types of misinformation, but here it's pretty clear that they're not. The Mr. Trump previously retweeted more than a dozen Twitter posts from QAnon promoting accounts in a single afternoon in 2020. Soon after speaking about the conspiracy theorists, he said, "I've heard that these people behind QAnon love our country." Okay. On Truth Social, one user with more than 31,000 followers and three Qs in his profile name posted an image in May of Mr. Trump sitting on a throne with a crown and a Q emblem behind him. Mr. Trump reposted the image. The idea that QAnon is still around and still influencing people in the country is has to be a little bit of concern. And a part of what this CBS poll, Battleground poll, shows, what is happening in the election right now, one of the groups that has moved most profoundly and most notably toward Democrats has been white women with college degrees. Now, I know there's a lot of people that hear white women with college degrees. This is a group that as recently as 2012, when Mitt Romney was running for president, a majority went Republican. And as a matter of fact, as recently as July, it was close. They had white women with college degrees who are key voters in suburbs where a lot of districts are going to be decided. In July, they were 45% of white women with college degrees who were voting Democratic, and 39% who were voting Republican. So very close, split almost down the middle. Now, it's 54% voting Democratic, and only 41% voting Republican. That is making a very real difference. There's also a difference in Biden's overall approval rating. He is now up to 45%, according to this poll. Another new poll shows him at another all-time high for Biden of 41%. But look, it still means that part of what has happened is that, as they have pointed out here and they've pointed out elsewhere, that right now having people look at anything other than the economy or some of Biden's failures, for people to be focused on Trump's handling of classified materials, where he may get a special master that will help evaluate some of the materials, because some of it might be protected by attorney-client privilege and other things. It will continue the legal arguments, but the focus on Trump is not positive for Republicans when you're running against a guy named Biden. And the attention should be on Biden and his failures. He may be hurting himself by claiming this high-profile speech on Thursday night. We will see about that and more coming up on the MedVet Show. Summertime, and a lot of Americans get more active. And when you get more active, sometimes that causes some aches and pain. Neck, shoulder, hip, knee. I mean, I had a sore arm for a while, but fortunately I also have Relief Factor. And more to the point, my wife, who is always more active than I am, she uses Relief Factor as well. It is a great, wholly natural, very healthy, scientifically proven pain reliever. It is, you have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. And right now, Relief Factor is still discounted at only $19.95 for what's called a quick start. So about a dollar a day to see if you can get out of pain in just a couple of weeks. And for the cost of a cup of coffee a day, you can get out and stay out of pain. Check it out at michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner for Relief Factor. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison, and above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your
your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
And on the Michael Medved Show, you have an opportunity to check out our crowd. There was actually a piece today about how Israel is now working very openly with the United Arab Emirates to try to make rain. And yes, it is possible. Advanced technology can allow scientists and technicians to actually increase the chances of seeding clouds and getting rain where it's very much needed. And in the United Arab Emirates, there's a very dry area where water is a premium. And that kind of technological advancement is one of those things that our crowd is very involved with, not that specific effort, but a range of high-tech startups and initiatives. And this can be terrific for investments. And you can read about it for free. There's no obligation at all. Just go to our website, to michaelmedved.com, and register before the end of August, which is coming right up, obviously. Just put your name down, and they will give you all of the latest information on a series. There actually are dozens of startups you will find out about every month. And there can be crowdsourced investments if you want it, with without the investment of any money for the information, or even of huge money for investments. Just huge opportunities. Go to our crowd at michaelmedved.com. My brother's company, by the way, Jerusalem-based. Okay, Steve, who is based in Renton, has a very angry email. He says, man, there is so much bull, beep, you spewed. First, you whine about $10,000 in student debt created by Reagan. Wait, the student debt was not created by Reagan. If anything, it was created by Obama. President Reagan did not start a federal takeover of the student debt program. Obama did. But you say nothing about hundreds of billions on corporate welfare. In other words, corporate welfare is much less of a factor than people think. And the biggest example of corporate welfare had to do with some of the programs that actually worked pretty well during the pandemic to prevent the economic ruination of the country. And he says, you say nothing about Trader Trump's $2 trillion in hands out to the mega rich. And I'm not sure what he has in mind there. And how blanking pathetic, then you whine about poor red states are paying for poor blue states. Are you blank, blank, blank for real. Blue states have been paying for the blank, blank, blank red states because of their failed economic policies for decades. I'm tired of my taxes going to third world hellhole red states. And then basically, the initials that mean STFU, shut the beep up. Okay. I do not plan to shut up at any time soon. The point about taxes from blue states going to hellhole red states. Look, do you believe that the government should aim at helping people who are wealthy, or do you believe that the government should aim at helping people who are working hard and trying to work out of poverty, or even to get past the middle class and to get rich? I think most Americans would agree that it is one of the responsibilities of government to try to help create some new opportunities for people who don't have much in the way of opportunities, either educationally or in terms of business or home ownership or any of it. And the idea that blue states that are very prosperous, that have an overrepresentation of wealthy people, should end up paying more in taxes than red states that are very depressed and have a superfluity of people who are struggling, it seems to me is basic reality in the United States. And what he's saying is right, is that we get more taxes out of blue states because that is because blue states in general make more money. But by the way, this also illustrates something. The Democrats used to be the party of the poor. And it used to be the party of people who were downtrodden and who were oppressed and who were having great difficulties. And that used to be something that Democrats were very proud of. But now it's very consistent. You have super rich people who nonetheless have the idea of being oppressed and depressed and exploited. Or for instance, Lizzo. Lizzo was on the Video Music Awards, and she was, as usual, a scintillating personality. If you don't know who she is, she's musically talented. But she said this about voting for your favorite artist. She said, you should also vote to change laws. What kind of laws? Listen, this is a clip two from Lizzo over at the Video Music Awards.
I don't know what music video for good means, but I do know what your vote means, and that's a lot. Your vote means everything to me. It means everything to making a change in this country. So remember, when you're voting for your favorite artist, vote to change some of these laws that are oppressing us.
Okay, when you're voting for your favorite artist, like the artist and Lizzo herself, who is a multimillionaire, she has made literally tens of millions of dollars. Lizzo itself considers herself and the other very wealthy people at an award show like this to be oppressed and to change some of those laws that are oppressing us. What laws exactly does she have in mind? And again, fortunately, she didn't have to go into that. A great deal of this focuses on abortion. And what's fascinating to me is Charlie Crist, who has run as a Republican. He was elected governor of Florida as a Republican. He then ran for the U.S. Senate as an independent. He then ran again as a Democrat, was elected to the House as a Democrat. So now he is trying to get away from the idea that he once was pro-life. He's running for governor against Ron DeSantis in Florida. And here is Crist on Pamela Brown on CNN with her pressing him on his pro-life past. Listen, clip 17.
In the past, you have said that you were pro-life. Now you're saying you're pro-choice. You said that your view has only gotten stronger. So just help us kind of square that, if you would. Saying in the past you were pro-life, sure. Now saying your views have gotten stronger to be pro-choice.
Deeds are the most important part of this discussion. So as a young state senator, I voted against an anti-abortion bill in the health care committee, killed the building committee on a 3-3 tie, never went to the Senate floor. As I've already told you a couple times, as a Republican governor, I vetoed an anti-abortion bill. I mean, my record's crystal clear. And that's why Planned Parenthood and NARAL have endorsed me and supported me, giving me 100% rating on the issue of choice and reproductive rights and respecting those reproductive rights for women. Nobody in this race, because it's only me and Ron DeSantis now, has a better record on protecting women and standing up for them and fighting for their choice and making their own decisions for themselves. They're not going to find a better defender than Charlie Crist of their right to choose.
Okay, they could find a better defender because Charlie Crist, it seems to me, has scarcely any chance of actually winning that race. And it's one of those things that people talk about. There are some very troubled nominees for the Republican Party. But in fairness, we ought to look at some of the really pathetic Democratic nominees, and Charlie Crist would be one of them. One of them would be John Fetterman in Pennsylvania, who still is recovering from his stroke. By the way, Beto O'Rourke hospitalized and having to suspend part of his campaign. He has some kind of viral infection. Don't know what that is. Hope you can join me tomorrow and join this afternoon my wife Diane on her webinar about marriage. It's on at 3:30 at barryshore.com/marriage. Something different and fresh and important in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please, don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.